This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Underwear with the brand Fruit of the Loom. Paint with Benjamin Moore. Choo-choo trains with the Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Also on the list of industries Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is in, liquefied natural gas. The company announced this morning is taking a controlling stake in an LNG terminal on the coast of Maryland. Natural gas turned liquid, of course, can be sent by ship instead of pipeline, which might call supply chain diversification, right? And since the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the attendant nat gas price spike last year, American LNG is having a moment. That terminal in Maryland is just one of seven LNG terminals in this country. There are plans afoot, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, to build several more in the coming years.
A decade ago, the U.S. barely registered as an exporter of liquefied natural gas. That's changed, says Sam Dart, head of global natural gas research at Goldman Sachs.
This year, in fact, the U.S. will be the largest LNG exporter in the world.
Much of that LNG now goes to Europe, which has been trying to stop using Russian natural gas since the war in Ukraine began. The massive and expensive build-out of LNG infrastructure projects has been touted as a necessary investment. But, Dart says, becoming a larger natural gas player comes at a cost.
The U.S. exports LNG, exports energy security to the rest of the world, but imports volatility.
LNG prices are so volatile because it's often used to ease energy shortages around the world, says Clark Williams Derry of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
So if there's a cold snap in North Asia, if there's a drought in Brazil, or as we saw last year, if there's a war in Europe that disrupts gas supplies, then LNG gets called on to backfill those shortages.
And by sending more natural gas abroad, the U.S. consumer could be affected by wild price swings.
What that means is that there will be times like we saw last summer when gas prices double or triple or quadruple.
Worth it to help allies, right? Well, it can help, says Anna Mikulska, a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute, but it's not a guarantee.
U.S. LNG is not owned by the U.S. government. It's owned by private companies that are directed by profit, whether there is a demand for the gas, and so on and so on.
And a feature of U.S. LNG contracts is that once a buyer picks it up at a U.S. port, there are no promises about where it ends up. As U.S. influence on LNG markets rises, Mikulska says its utility as a geopolitical tool diminishes. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.